Welcome back to the Learn to Code podcast. I'm going to talk about what's the best programming language to learn in 2022. And I will say that it's no surprise, and spoiler alert, it's JavaScript. Well, the reason is very simple. JavaScript is not only one of the most used programming languages out there, it's also one of the most useful ones. If you really want to get a job or build something important, you are going to be seeing a lot of JavaScript, especially if you are working with anything related to websites. JavaScript is basically the go-to programming language. Obviously, there are other contenders like Python, for example, and in less measure, Ruby. But the thing is that these are new programming languages in the web development space, or at least they don't really have that much representation, which means that if you are looking for resources, if you are looking for answers to problems, if you are asking around for how to do things for the web, you are going to find more likely information about that on JavaScript. The community is very large. There is a lot of programming projects and frameworks based on JavaScript. And the go-to platform to develop web right now will be Node.js with JavaScript, obviously. And basically, the Node.js community is growing very rapidly. And I would suggest you to jump in, learn some vanilla JavaScript, as it's called. And vanilla is basically referring to the fact that before we have all of this server-side JavaScript and like Node.js and Python virtual machines running on servers back in the day, and I'm talking about the 2000s, yeah, that far, we were working with JavaScript for client-side operations, basically animations or displaying objects dynamically on the page. Changing the page dynamically meant basically to, you know what, when I push this button, maybe I want to change the color of some object on the page to something else. Basically, most of those operations can be achieved with CSS right now. Well, back in the day, CSS didn't even exist, I believe, up until the early 2000s, I think. I don't remember. But the thing is that JavaScript applications back in the day were mostly dedicated to changing the document object model. That is the what we call today like the DOM. And basically the document object model is the representation of your website and in memory, let's say. So basically when you write some HTML and you write your web page, you can write a paragraph, for example. And with the help of modern-day CSS, you can apply a styling to that paragraph. You may change the font, you may change the color of the font, the size, and many other things, not just for fonts, but for any other element on the page. And the thing is that once you write this code, the page is going to be showing a certain way all the time. This is what we call static web pages. So in order to get more flexibility and change the page dynamically, this is where JavaScript comes in. You may actually create a button element on the page, and this is, back in the day, this was very common, and you may assign a function wrote in JavaScript to change something else on the page dynamically. Basically, when you push the button, you assign a function in JavaScript to that button on press, and when you press that button, the function runs. And what can JavaScript do to your page? Well, basically, you can select an element on the page and modify either its contents, the element itself, or its attributes, basically. So you can change the page dynamically. As time passes by, someone figured out that maybe we can connect this JavaScript behavior to a server-side program or a server-side software, basically. And then we can detect changes on the server, like database inputs, you know, new database information. You read that information and you may like to display it on your website. So this allows JavaScript to run on the server and basically update the new requests that come from the outside. That's the client side. So the mechanics are really hard to explain in a very short time, especially in audio format. But the idea is that if you are going to, if you are new to tech, if you are new to programming, what better programming language than JavaScript right now? And it's been like that for a long time. When somebody opens up its his or her laptop or the phone or the tablet or many other devices, they are most likely expecting to browse the web. So that's why JavaScript is in so much demand today and has been for quite some time. Basically, you want to learn to program or learn to code in this 2022, my best advice will be that if you are very new to the idea of becoming a coder or a programmer or a software developer, or if you have some experience with programming languages in a school or by your own, but you fail to see how to build something that people may actually pay for, I will suggest you to learn JavaScript. Well, that's going to be all for today. This is a very short episode, but I may like to keep them coming far more often on this season. So thank you for listening and see you later.